Blog Talk Radio.
Difficulties again. You're talking, speaking with your host, Karima, with the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction. Today is April 1st, 2009, and we are excited to have become an organization that has built capacity for our members and our Youth Build program. I'm very excited about some of the transitions that we are going to be undergoing in regards to our Youth Build program. We've had a very exciting weekend regarding the symposium, which was on March 26th, 2009, and at the Atlanta Carpenters Union. that was located in Atlanta, Georgia, and our co-executive director, Mario Coleman, has been in Atlanta for the last 7 days and has taken the multimedia graphics portion of the coalition to an absolute next level. And everybody stay tuned to the new logo. It's a very wonderful, reflective logo that kind of transcends into what we're all about. And I wanted to also share with everybody that as officially the National Coalition is a part of the IOTC Union, which is the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, moving pictures, technicians, artists, and allied crafts of the United States, its territories, and Canada. A little bit about IOTC was that they were originally characterized by the American Federation of Labor as the National Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees in 1893. And in 1898, they welcomed their first Canadian local union and replaced it with the national name called the International. So over a course of 110 years, the geographical and craft expansion, as well as their technology advancement, their name has evolved, and it reflects the scope of activities in the entertainment industry. And a lot of people want to know, what does that have to do with the coalition? Well, the coalition has a youth build program that has a multimedia component that deals with very different aspects of the moving pictures and graphics and all the different things that relate to the industry. And interestingly enough, today we had a very wonderful meeting with the business agent who happens to be a woman of color who has been the business rep for the past 15 years in Atlanta, Georgia. And that particular young lady has given us an opportunity to provide even more additional services and opportunities for its members, because that particular local is an exhibition local, which is local 834, located in Atlanta. And we have a better understanding about more opportunities for our youth and more opportunities for our members. Now, the one thing I wanted to share with you all is that this is an opportunity for contractors that want to be involved in exhibits. In terms of the World Congress Center, when you see large exhibits and conferences, the local 834 is the union that actually puts those exhibitions together for those exhibits. And we have been able to understand some very strong statistics regarding that. Very proudly to say that this is a union that has always been sitting in Atlanta. And during that time period, the young lady name is Faye Harper. She is an international trustee. And in regards to her position, she was very proud to say that the union has a position of employing people of color. And outside of that, I think that is a tremendous thing. They have fought off a lot of the immigration takeover that you see and on some of the various other industries. Regarding the type of level of concentration that the IOTC covers, I want to let you all know that it's very broad. It deals with animation, computer generated imagery, front of the house, laboratory, makeup and hair, motion picture and television production, post-production, production and audiovisual, scenic artists, stagehands, television broadcasts, trade show exhibitions, treasurers and ticket sellers, wardrobes, and applied crafts of the AFL-CIO. In becoming a part of this particular craft, the stage employees have reflected the type of scope of activities in the entertainment industry that has maintained a industry standard of living, a quality of life in the South that is typically not afforded when you are dealing with the southeastern states, and professionalism. The other part is that in establishing the National Coalition and as part of a signatory to this particular proud organization, association, it is going to help establish our youth mentoring program in the entertainment field, which is very important with industry professionals and the musicians union and the stagehands union, which will be able to produce and facilitate music, dance, and theater productions and collaborations for local performance and touring. And then this is what it's going to do. It's going to establish artists in residence venues, summer projects, in conjunction with local instructing youth through a exploratory job training, hands-on summer camp through creating visual and performance art collaboration with the art galleries. And then in terms of being able to create the arts through music and dance, the youth are going to be able to provide a affordability and working collectively with experienced entertainers in the field of recording and performing, stage hands. So they'll have a hands-on experience working with Grammy representative producers and music directors. The upside to all of this is that this is going to build confidence and understanding of the importance of the arts and the effects of our community. The secondary part about this situation is, interesting enough, Mr. Coleman has met with a new board, executive board member, Nadine Levy from Upbuild Design. And between the two of them, the discovery for me was outstanding, is that applied arts and technology have a relatively cohesive design between the two of them. And basically, the youth bill will have a designed art, applied art program that specializes in professional web design and development, flash animation, corporate and commercial video production, CD-ROM and DVD production, interactive kiosk displays, and 2D and 3D animation. And what that means in layman's terms is that the children will be able to, the youth will be able to do some very interesting things regarding the exploratory training. And one of the things that I wanted to do was kind of share in a couple of experiences and understanding when you take young people and give them an opportunity to understand what different opportunities that have not been the norm for the industry. And one of those is that the IOTC local here employs about 700 people. And out of the 700 people, 75% of those individuals are people of color. And then 50% of those people, of the 75, are women of color. So this union has provided some things that we would want to applaud them for and to certainly understand that it takes a defining situation in order to ensure that we maintain a standard, industry standard, to keep the wages appropriate, because with a lot of the immigration that you have seen throughout the United States, wages have dropped, and then they've diminished the quality of work and the quality of services and the quality of wages. And so, therefore, people still have the same bills. However, the folks who were in charge felt that it was okay to pay people $6, $7, $8 an hour, or sometimes not been paid at all. But with the union position and being able to articulate for their employees, our employees up together, is that people will have a standard of wages that typically has been diminished into professionalism has gone, because there is no practice of your trade. Unless you practice something, you don't have any professionalism. In order to make something be perfect, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, they practice. Even though they are God-given, gifted in talent, if you don't practice something, you lose it. If you don't maintain integrity in what you do, you lose it. So there's been no integrity involved in the industry in the past 8 to 10 years. And the one thing that I like about IOC, it teaches that you have to work in a collaborative manner in order to fulfill a goal. And a goal meaning not a goal in terms of some of the certification goal, but when you have a particular task or a project or a job to do, everybody has to work together in conjunction to each other in order to utilize the ultimate abilities to become accomplished in what they're doing. So with that being said, I wanted to share with you all a couple of most important, impressive things that have come about. We have been able to open up our membership to the NCWCC, and you can go online now, and membership is open as of this quarter. It's again, it's an organization that is not a nonprofit. It is it's a service agency, and it's an association. And this association it is a members kind of only. There is a requirement in order to be a member of the coalition. I tell everybody all the time, jokingly, that this is not for everybody. I also want to thank Mario Coleman from The Next Level that has been working 24/7since he's been here, and doing a lot of editing and just different levels that I've been able to kind of look at and watch everything come together. I know he's been very busy, but I'm going to take a little moment here and see if I can get him to speak a little bit to us in terms of some of the things that he's been doing, the objectives in which the youth build and what he's been directing for the young folks. So I'm sure he's pretty much tired of us, you guys, but we really appreciate his time. Mario, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. So we appreciate everything you're doing. I thought it was very. I've learned a lot this week. I feel like I'm a real executive director or producer, but
Lord.
I think that I thought it was just very, very nice that to see all the components come together when you and Nadine Levy from Upbuild Design started to discuss some of the things that correlate to what you all do in terms of multimedia. I thought that was interesting that you guys, the relationship is so close in terms of the style and what you guys have to do. I mean, that's unreal to me.
Well, the concept of multimedia as a whole is it's pretty much it is like an omnipotent entity, meaning that it can basically be put into any type of situation, because pretty much any business out there needs some form of advertisement. And multimedia kind of like incorporates graphic design, music, video, and then, of course, everything needs to be edited and put together. And then when it's brought together as a film, all these other entities meshed in or infused into the final project, which is like maybe a short commercial or whatever the case may be. So it was refreshing to deal with people on that level who understands what the possibilities are when they're able to infuse their talents or what they do into a multimedia format, and then with their vision combined with the multimedia person to kind of like put out an innovative way to basically promote yourself. And I think this is probably one of the most important situations that with the Youth Build program is opening up kids' eyes or young adults' eyes to this avenue of advertising, because everybody has something that they're promoting or that they're out there doing. And I just think that they understand, the more they understand about the components they have at their disposal in order to get their message out, the more effective they'll be. And then, like I said, this allows us to just more control over our own product. We don't have to outsource as much as we would have to if we have, you know, if we have individuals that are involved in all the different disciplines of multimedia. For instance, if, you know, you have somebody that wants to do flyers and different things like that, if they've gone through the program, they know how to do graphic design, what type of paper to use, what type of, you know, the standard format and different things like that. So I think this is a great opportunity, and as time goes on, you'll be hearing examples. Probably might even be the new theme song that's allowed the multimedia program to come in and show what we do.
Okay. And what's the theme song? I think that's a collaboration between the executive director and the co-executive director.
Oh, yeah. You just got to believe in order to achieve.
Okay, and you actually composed all the music itself.
Right. And then we're working on the I wrote the lyrics, and of course I had to go through the main executive, you know, to get the blessing. So she checked it out and gave me a few suggestions, and we're ready to fly on that. So as soon as my voice gets back up, I'll go ahead on and record my part, and then we'll send it to the chief executive and let her do her thing, and then we'll have some magic.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question about your the interview that you guys did over the weekend with your new Youth Build chair. The understanding of bringing the old, I don't want to call it old, because the direction is bringing the, I guess, the old generation and the new generation together.
Old guard.
Old guard. I think that's the next level. I love that name. Every time we say something, that's your stage hand, your stage name too, right?
Yeah, definitely. It lends itself to, like, no matter where you're at, you just say that name, and you know, it just elevates you. But I think pretty much the example I gave is that the let's say the ones before us have paved the way, as the ones before the newer generation, which is the present generation, has paved the way. But I just think that we need to have a broader understanding is that we're responsible for, we're basically clearing the path or setting up the destiny for the oncoming generation. And if we can implement these ideals, this information, these technologies into our system to where it becomes second nature, then I think that our really bringing forth this technology to let them know that they not only have access to it, but it's their right to have access to this type of technology, because by birth we are innovators and creators. So I'm just hopefully just infusing more components into the canvas of the children's minds, so they'll have more tools to work with, be more creative, more innovative, and start to really set up a mindset of entrepreneurs and innovators that are leading the way, as opposed to just being followers.
The interesting thing about that was that when you met with Faye Harper today with IATSE, that same expression in regards to passing this torch on
mm-hmm.
is something that I guess is internal that you do want to do. I think they saw a very good fit. Every time we bring anybody to the table of the Youth Build Multimedia that is a part of your industry, they automatically see it for having, well, most of the time the professionals automatically see it.
Mm-hmm.
We've sat down with a couple other people who are kind of one-sided and want things to be the same way all the time. But I thought that was interesting that this situation was complete, because once you're finished training them through the exploratory program that you're going to have for the summer months, they will be in fact ready, if they're 18 years old, they'll be in fact ready to take on some portions of having a job making about what, $10.80 an hour?
At least? Yeah.
How does that program work through the summer? What are the youth going to experience?
Well, I think what is going to happen is we're laying down the groundwork now by establishing a network database of individuals, of organizations that are on the same page as we are, that have situations where they can look for. They need individuals that are employable that they can send out to work sites or different situations. So by us understanding exactly what these entities are, what they're looking for, we design our programs, which basically, like I said, and what we're doing is in the multimedia, it extends way beyond just graphic design, editing, video, and all of that. It also extends if we're doing, like, say, I'll just give you an example, if we're doing a production, a play, or something like that. There's sets that need to be built. There's just a lot of different components that are involved with the entertainment genre and the front of the stage, the back of the stage, pre-production, post-production. So what we've done is aligned ourselves with entities who need these individuals, who need this type of professional young blood that's coming in. And they're willing to take them into their system, guide them, and then put them out on a physical work site on a day-to-day basis with support to train them and to keep them training. Because this is an ongoing situation. We just don't want, okay, you're done with the summer program, see you later. I think this is a thing where we have to start thinking about integrating our youth into a situation that's a lifelong endeavor. We just don't want them to be our students. We want them to come back and be trainers. We want a whole philosophy and science that's built around this new concept of thinking.
I think it's called sustainability. The one thing that Barack Obama's been talking about is that there's been no sustainability in the programs that's been administered. We have had a bout with understanding that policy changes are in place, needs to be in place. So therefore, that is one of our platforms. In order to be the, I think I told somebody yesterday that we're the point of the sword. So, and in order to help champion what you guys are doing in the Youth Build program, someone like ourselves have to champion so that, you know, this innovation technology that you all are putting together. Now, a lot of people are doing music. A lot of people are doing some kind of music camp and things of that nature. But what makes the program that the Youth Build has been designed based on what you put together, what's different from everybody else's?
Well, because it just extends a lot more beyond the first level of entertainment. I mean, sure, they'll learn how to, you know, go into a computer program, do music, and make beats, but also they'll move into, like I said, the realm of entertainment, of marketing. We'll basically show them if we're having a concert, we'll be able to align ourselves with the agencies that set up for concerts, meaning that they build the stages, they do this, they do that, they go to the warehouse. I mean, there's just so many different components, even down to where the warehouses, the trucks that go to the warehouses and have stuff loaded into the trucks to take out to these situations, setting up sound. There's just so many viable components that are necessary for a performance to even take place. So we'll be showing them how to how all these situations work in tandem with each other. And then, like I said, by us networking with these agencies, we'll be able to take their skill levels and be able to say, well, this particular agency, hey, this is so-and-so and so-and-so. He's going through our program, and his interest seems to be in lighting.
Right.
His interest seems to be in stage construction. He seems to have a carpentry background, so we can send him to this agency and that agency. So basically what we're doing is still we're taking the one individual, we're finding out what their talents are, and then sending them in that direction where their talents can be most effectively utilized.
Yeah, and what we learned in looking at this directory, this is not just a local program. This is with
international.
Yeah, the IOTC, and then you being a part of the voting Grammy. You're voting one of the voting members of the Grammy Awards.
Yeah, the Nashville Writers Guild. And I think it's important for us to even understand that because there's people who have administrative backgrounds. And it is really about understanding where all these components and where all these individuals can fit in, because I think that the other thing, too, is we need to revisit the definition of talent. Talent doesn't necessarily mean that you can get up in front of somebody and sing. Talent may be that, you know, you're good with numbers, or you're good administratively, or you're good out there as a street team, you know, talking to people, getting people to come to events, or going into a meeting, sitting in front of a board of directors in order to sell a program or things that we're doing. So this is basically an overall business model that we're in the process of creating. Even when we're going out doing our networking to other entities or whatever, eventually what we're going to have is individuals from our youth program so they can actually sit in on our meetings,
mm-hmm.
and see how we can talk to individuals who were complete strangers when we came in there and then leave out with those individuals aligned with us and ready to help us, because they see that if they align themselves with us, that we can help them as well.
So because of effort on what we're trying to accomplish, and I think one of the things that makes sense to me is that, you know, that when this multimedia situation hit, you know, the few of the people who have been tuning in from week to week, and they said, what does this multimedia have to do with construction? I mean, what have to do with us getting projects? And what we learned today is that there's only 5 prime contractors in the whole Georgia area who does that whole large events. So it's a short network, and there's a total of only 14 altogether controls the entire trade show and exhibition throughout the whole state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And it offers our members and it offers our youth bill people an opportunity to utilize some of the things that collaborate between you being multimedia and the arts with Nadine,
mm-hmm.
Just a total cohesion and
yeah.
not just what did you guys call it, the I'm sorry, I have a digital package you and Usamaka was some about
EPK. Well, basically, it's like a digital press kit where we can basically go in, advertise businesses on a lot of different levels. I mean, on hard copy, on audio, and even on the web, where we can actually go in and do a commercial that incorporates all these particular situations, and then put it on the web as a source of communication and advertisement. But more so than anything else, like she was saying, with these conventions and everything, one of the things that she mentions is that these individuals all have material that represents their company. So how do you think these all these pamphlets and all these things get designed? How do you think that when they're talking about the billboards mm-hmm. and different things that each booth has,
yeah.
somebody from a graphic design background has to be able to put those things together. Even when you're talking about floor plans and different things like that, well, somebody from an architectural background has to come in and put these things together. So if we're aligned in if we're a fully integrated situation, we can walk into these particular situations and see where our talents fit in.
Well, I think that when we were having that discussion about what these conventions are like, when people like myself walk into a convention center, you never pay attention to the fact that it's just a big open area
mm-hmm.
when you walk in there, and somebody had to graphically design the floor plan. Somebody had to install the lighting. Plus, just even from an architectural standpoint, somebody had to drop in where each one of the tables and exhibits, if there's a wall there, somebody had to drop that into a floor plan in order to present it to the fire marshal for him to say, okay, you can have it this way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of planning outside even a show coming. A show or a performance. When you are going to be performing at the what is it called?
Steakhouse
on Ponce. I think it's called Ponce on the Steakhouse on Ponce. Parker's on Ponce. I'm sorry. It's going to be Saturday. This Saturday. The stage name for our co-executive director is The Next Level. The experience is going to be a wonderful ladies' night for appreciation. You know, a lot of people don't understand that we have to relax as business owners in order to be successful. We need to let our hair down and very good style. I think in listening to some of his work, it even makes me, who I feel is a very hardcore contracting person, but I think that it's a wonderful thing that a man makes a woman feel very comfortable and appreciative into what she does for some compliments. And so what I was going to share with you all is that I'm going to put him on the spot, but I'm going to ask him to throw a little piece out. I know this is a little informal right now, but I feel like this, everything is good. You have so much talent around you that all you have to do is just kind of put your hands on it. You'll throw something out to us. Give the ladies a preview of what they'll be able to enjoy when they let their hair down after they come out of the hair salon and relax and then come out for a night of just relaxation at Parker's on Park.
Yeah. This piece right here is entitled This Flower. And the reason I got the inspiration for this piece one day by looking, I was going somewhere and I just happened to look over into a bed of flowers, and I was just really taken about how beautiful they were, but how each individual flower had its own design, its own color, its own scent, it's kind of like its own uniqueness. And it just kind of like reminded me of a group of women, because they each have their own individual uniqueness, their own individual style, their own individual scent that sets them apart from the next woman, right? And that's how I came up with this piece, and I'll just give you a little bit of it. This flower, placed within the garden of this earth, exhibiting an inner and outer beauty so astounding, I dare not limit it to the words that only I could express. Her beauty is worthy of every interpretation that could be given. Even still, it would not completely capture what she creates in all those who cross her path. This flower, so flawless in form that even her imperfections are perfect. Truly a masterpiece created by the hands of God. So alluring that one glance leaves you breathless. The second leaves you heartless, because she has stolen every impulse that you will ever experience regarding love, only to give it back to you tenfold, with a smile so brilliant it would blind you, so warm it would melt the coldest heart of any whose eyes meet hers. So inviting, it shatters all resistance, enslaving you to her will until she sees fit to set you free. This flower, displaying vibrant hues of femininity, radiant pastels of passion and sensuality, perfectly blended to such a magnitude that their effects scream through the hollow souls of those who once knew love but had forgotten its name. She serves as their reminder and masterpiece.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know what to say, ladies. And gentlemen, I mean, I'm not really sure about who's listening, and we're kind of shooting in the dark tonight, and I just think that it was a beautiful piece. You really have to see this brother perform. It's very moving. I think, when he at his wedding, I had gotten some dirt in my eyes. And he did a piece for his wife. What was it called?
You Are My Heartbeat.
You Are My
Heartbeat. Part of our wedding vows.
Yeah, a part of the wedding vows. And I just had dirt all in my eyes. I was trying to get it out. I was tearing up. And I just kind of.
Body was cutting onions.
They were cutting onions in the kitchen back there. Folks were just having problems. And it was a beautiful piece. I think that his wife is a very, 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 very lucky sister to have such a romantic poet, there with her. And an expression should be is that nothing meets nothing unless something meets something. When nothing meets something, then nothing comes from nothing. So this is something, and that's my saying. So I'm gonna also just kind of spin off into a couple things that we do have going. The location is Parker on Ponce, a steakhouse at 116 East Pasta Leon Avenue, Decatur, Georgia. You can go on the website and see how to order tickets online. However, you can pay $10 at the door. And please remember, this benefits everyone. 15% of everything the coalition does goes back into the youth build in order to underfund some of these projects and these camps for kids. You know, in this economic stage, parents have lost their jobs. So we ask everybody to take a look at the website. And if you don't want to even come to the show, purchase a ticket and so that those funds can go back into the youth build. I think when you have like Mario Coleman and Destiny Maham and Nadine Levy, Michelle Uchiyama, Uzumaka Uchinoba, I believe. These folks are taking and volunteering their time, their effort, and their monies into helping these young people become delivered into another world of being a confident and valuable individual, young man and young woman. You know, somebody had to stand behind us And I feel that it's our charge in life to and duty to express ourselves as much as possible. And I like what Mario has been talking about, is that we're innovators by birth. I think young people, you were stating that they can go into a kitchen or something and mix down a CD or a tape, but then what else is there after that? We want to teach them how to market and sell their product. And that's one of the things, I guess, you did at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and other people's products. And just understand the discipline of having an objective from start to
Well, let me ask you a question. When you were doing this, you did this camp for Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, and within 5 days, was it 5 days?
Yeah.
48 kids later, right?
Yeah.
Those kids walked in there with the attitude of one way and walked out.
Totally different.
What were some of the things that you had one kid that I guess on the site. There were two twins that you had?
Oh, yeah. They, Jarrell and Terrell, they were, it was really, you know, it was, I think what it is, the thing about this program, what I do is I teach it in a way to whereas kids don't really even realize how advanced they become within these projects until other people come in and see. I had a friend of mine who my wife's friend's son, who majors in music, okay? He has actually been sent to college on a music scholarship. He just happened to be in the class with me that day. First, the twin walks up to me and says, "Mr. Coleman, I'm done with my beat. You want to check it out?" So he says, I said, "Okay." So he just turns the beat on, and the LeVar, this is the guy who's been traveling all over, his mouth hits the floor.
Okay.
He cannot believe he just did this beat, you know. And then the little girl comes up and says, "Mr. Coleman, I'm done with mine too." And she turns it on, and his mouth hits the floor again. He said, "Man, what are you teaching these kids?" And this is a program he couldn't even figure out, you know.
Which is what, Reasons?
Reasons. I also have them mixing it down in Pro Tools. I show them hands-on. All these programs, they actually work hands-on in. And on the website, you'll see them actually conducting their session where they're giving each other instructions on how they want the backgrounds to go in and different things like that. They had just got to the point to where they were so comfortable in these programs. They understood song structure. They understood orchestration. I mean, it was amazing. And the same thing with Vanderbilt. I was able to just take these kids, show them the concept of writing a song, and from that point on, their little minds just went out 100 miles an hour.
And let me ask you a question. That's on the you put it on YouTube too, didn't you?
The project I did in Nashville. I did. That was with the
young musician.
Yeah, at the can't even think of the center we worked at right now, but it was but that was the summer program, and then I actually after that program ended, that's when I actually went over to Vanderbilt for a week. But this program that's on our website was a 7-week program, no, 14-week program, something like that. My mom, you know. So that we did with the kids at the Neighborhood Youth Center, and we were able to bring them in and just utilize their talents, man. And I was blown away after the fact because when it was happening, you're just kind of like lost in the curriculum. But when you sit back and then listen to what they've accomplished and what they've done, it's pretty awesome.
If you go to the website, which it's www.youthbillfoundation.org, you can see it. And also you can go to the YouTube. And how do you find it on YouTube?
.com/thenextlevel, THENXTLEVEL.
and that's a wonderful thing. I know we see a lot of artists, and I'm not putting anybody down for giving money, but when you roll up your sleeve like this brother has, and one thing I thought was interesting that you had some kind of rowdy kids too. And,
oh yeah. the thing is with these kids is that each one of these kids were a leader in their own rights, like all highly intelligent, but they also got some attitude. Me, they didn't have no problem because, you know, I'm just old school and I just don't operate like that. But they had another teacher that, boy, I mean, she had to call me in there a couple times just to get them straightened out, man, because, I mean, if you don't really understand how they operate, they can really run over you. So I think it's really important to show them the components of respect and then showing them if they behave, if they conduct themselves in a certain way, they can move forward and progress. So there was a lot of underlying situations and lessons that were brought in. Because, you know, I refer to each one as Mr. Terrell, Miss Jahari. And then from time to time, they would even be calling each other, yeah, well, Mr. Terrell said this, or, you know, Mr. Harvey did this. And
respecting each other.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the main thing. From them listening to a kid at the beginning, struggling with the project, and them laughing in the beginning, to them working on projects, and somebody might make a mistake, and they're figuring out, okay, how to help them, or they understand the process now of creating the song. So it ain't that funny no more because they've been there. So, I mean, it was just a whole nother level of respect and understanding and appreciation for the creative process and working together as a team.
And what happened was, I think one of the things you said was that in the team effort became a situation where somebody was goofing off
and did not complete their
objective, and that showed the kids that this is a serious situation, because if you miss your mark, you will not accomplish what you target to do. And
mm-hmm.
because you miss it, there's a trickle-down effect that affects everybody next to you. How did that come out?
Well, normally what I do, I'm glad you mentioned that, is we have an objective with my classes. I kind of set an agenda for the day. Okay, today this is what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? So the bar has already been set to achieve that objective. So with this other situation, I told the class, okay, guys, today what we need to do, I want to record everybody. So we had one little boy that kept getting on the mic, wanted to make noise, wanted to do all this, that, and the other, and he was throwing things off. And I knew what he was, but I kind of like let it happen on purpose. And so what happened is we got to the end of the class, and everybody didn't get a chance to record. So they were all kind of distraught and everything. And I said, no, not to pick on little Johnny, whatever his name was, but by him playing around and messing around, he threw off your schedule. This is a professional type of situation. We're working together as a team. So if one individual falls off this mark, what happens is everything behind him gets thrown off. And so everybody was kind of like looking at him. I said, no, don't pick on him now, but I just want you guys to understand the importance of working together as a team. Now, he dropped his little head, didn't even look at me, but the next day, let me tell you, he was the first one in the class, got his job done, and everything else ran just like it needed to run from that point on.
And one thing, that the last thing in the last 90 seconds is that IASI told us that they only have maybe 5 days to put together an exhibit, sometimes hours, and everything is so crucial with timing in this industry and anything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good way of identifying to the young people that
how critical teamwork is.
And time.
Mm-hmm.
Critical time and teamwork. And, you know, I want to certainly please let everybody know about a couple of your websites to go to and check out some of your work, especially your daytime website for the sisters that are at work. And
www.centralwhispers.com, but please go to the workday chill out when you do that. And if you're at home at night, then you can pretty much roam the site at your own, at your discretion.
Or at your own risk. At risk of But we certainly appreciate everything that Mr. Coleman has done. Now, you guys, you need to check out the CD, the DVD movie that he's put together. We're in the last auditing level. I kind of feel like I'm an editing director now, but we know that's not the truth right now. But it's a learning experience for me to be able to articulate what the youth bill needs, and we appreciate the countless hours. You cannot begin to tell you how much we would have to pay this man if he was on the clock, and his wife wants him to come home. So our time is starting to tick, and we don't send him back soon, we don't have to have a fight between the two. Yeah, it's going to be a fight between the Tennessee and Georgia. So we want to thank you all, and we're going to get it worked out with the Blog Talk on why our shows are being kind of blocked out, or what the situation is each week. The last 2 weeks has been, I'm not sure what's going on, but it's just technical difficulties, and so, we appreciate Blog Talk Radio more so than ever. It's given us a platform. It's actually given me a platform for confidence, and I've elevated my myself as a result of that, and so I certainly believe that anything can happen. Everything is possible. And what's the theme song for the coalition again?
You just got to believe in order to achieve.
You just got to believe in order to achieve. So I want you guys to be looking at the new National Coalition site. We will be moving to another site, so we'll have a lot more interaction. And a lot of the information is going to be off of the site coming up shortly. So, thank you, and everybody have a good night.